Today's prayer focus is on mental health and suicide among the youth. According to the American Psychological Association, 20% of teens have seriously considered suicide, a sharp rise among Black youth ages 10 to 24, with youth of color and LGBTQ plus youth most affected. The reasons reported: high levels of hopelessness, sadness, loneliness, and suicidal ideation. CDC reviewed trends from 2011 to 21, revealing 13% of high school girls attempted suicide, 30% seriously considered it, 20% for LGBTQ teens, 45% had seriously considered it. The good news is San Bernardino County hosts an American Foundation for Suicide Prevention chapter. Their mission focuses on eliminating loss of life from suicide by delivering prevention programs, public education, fundraising for research and programs, and supporting those who have lost someone to suicide. So let's stop and pray for the students contemplating and battling with suicidal thoughts, that someone would step in their path and encourage them to find why they should live and know that they are valued. Father, we lift up all those students who need support and encouragement from those around them. Those who are battling suicidal thoughts right now, we break and bind that power of the enemy that's lying to them and deceiving them into thinking that they have no importance, that they'd be better off dead. All those thoughts, God, we just pray that they would be muted, and that the thoughts instead that would come to their mind are the thoughts that parents and influencers in their life spoke good into them, that gave them purpose and value and reasons to live. We pray most and foremost, God, that they would come to know Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, the one who doesn't stop working on them until he returns. We pray that, God, they would find him and that they would be delivered from these thoughts that come from the pit of hell. We pray, Father, for them to find their identity in you and the identity that you created them to be, so that they wouldn't have all this frustration and tug of war in their hearts and minds, knowing that it's not right, and they're struggling because they're not comfortable. Father, we pray that they would see that you designed them the way they are, and then to be comfortable in their own skin, with their own color, with their own ideas that are healthy ones. We pray for good friends, that their peers around them would be peers that would support who they are in Christ, that would help them get out of that isolation. We pray, God, that this, if there has been trauma in their past that has caused them to feel like they shouldn't live, Father, we pray that you would heal that, that you would bring people around them that would pray for them. And we claim, God, that no more suicides on our watch, no more in our county, no more among youth. We pray these numbers will decrease in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the all-powerful God. You can stop things that no man can stop, and you can open things that no man can open. So, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' mighty name. We claim these lives of these kids for your kingdom. We pray people will speak the gospel to them and help them be delivered from these thoughts that are not of you. We pray, Father, that they would see your love, and that your love would exceed every thought of darkness, and it would penetrate it, and that they would experience what you already did, was take us out of the darkness and put us into the light and set their feet on solid ground. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.